Nigel. We only want what's best for him. We're only making plans for Nigel. Nigel just needs that helping hand. And if young Nigel says he's happy, he must be happy.
Welcome back to another episode of Off Topic.
Number 28, Carl.
Oh, this is a significant show, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a significant show. And you know, I don't know if people have been following, but number 28 was the one that I bet, I think it was episode 13, and I bet that by number 28, Carl would be,
in a committed relationship.
In a committed relationship, right.
You said in a committed relationship that I'd be hooked up again and back in a relationship, and I told you that that wouldn't be the case, and I'm not, and I'm not, and I'll tell you something funny, okay? I mean, I actually there's a thread called on RX Muscle called Aaron Singerman, and in that thread,
funny name of a thread, huh, Carl?
Yeah, right. and in that thread, there is just a debate about, you know, the 28th show and the significance of me being in a committed relationship by this show. And Cogrick is the guy is hilarious. Cogrick,
one of our great friends of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, he goes, I'm betting Carl is with a woman at show 50. And then in a further post, he puts, it is hilarious. I got to find it now. Hold on. Let me go back up here. And in a previous post, he writes that, now I can't find it. Damn.
Always prepared. This is Carl Lenore. Always prepared.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not Cogrick. So Cogrick says I'm going to be in a show and in a relationship with a woman by 50. Zeta Will puts, if Carl doesn't have a girl by show 50, I'm betting that's the out of the closet show. So he's saying that I'm gay and I'm going to come out of the closet on show 50. Can you guys arrange this show anyway? Whether Carl comes out or not, maybe you can have Derek Anthony on or some other really cool gay guy. By the way, not saying Derek Anthony is cool, he writes. So obviously Zeta Will is betting that I'm actually gay. And that's why I'm not with the girl. And I guess my marriage of 22 years was just a farce. It was a beard.
People do that. You know, I had a friend of mine in high school, and my friend Nathan and his brother, they had their dad was a big time executive with what's that vodka corporation that makes all the vodka? Seagram 7.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
He was a big time executive. He was a really cool guy. I remember he took us to our first bodybuilding show. He drove 130 miles per hour in his 7 Series, in his S500 Mercedes. And I thought he was a really cool guy. Turned out he was gay, divorced Nathan, his mom, and ended up marrying a guy.
Yeah, that's
you know, whatever. So that could be you, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be anybody, but I'm telling you right now.
Bass and everything.
What's that? Yeah, I have an upset. I know, and what's her name? Goddess Amazon did say that I have some unresolved issues with women as a result of my desire to have ass play with the girls that I'm with. But it has nothing to do with that. I mean, I like women. I'm not opposed to, and I don't feel, you know, gay people. I mean, I'm not like, oh yeah, there's something wrong with being gay. I mean, if I was gay, I would say it and I'd say I'm gay and that's it, but I'm not. And so if you're waiting for me to come out of the closet, you're going to be waiting even longer than for me to be in a committed relationship again.
Okay, but let's say, Carl, come on. Now, we've got Nick Palladino said 32, show number 32.
Right.
And, you know, that's certainly possible. But by 50, we're talking 22 weeks from now? That's a long time. That's almost half a year, Carl. You're going to have something by 22 weeks from now.
I may have a girlfriend by then. First of all, I'm not going to be dating until my divorce is final. That's just the way it is. I mean, I'm not.
How many weeks is that?
Well, it could drag out. It just depends. It could drag out to a couple more months, or it could move a little bit faster.
Speaking of that, you know, I'm glad you went to Louisville and made it back in one piece. I'm glad to. I think everybody should be happy to have you back, you know, in one piece.
Yeah, I know. I haven't gotten the disposition yet from the judge.
And you said it went better than you thought, right?
Yeah, yeah. He didn't give me the evil eye at all, and I kind of feel like he is going to be fair with the way he divides up. Well, I know he's going to be fair with the way he divides up assets and debt. What I was worried about was that he was going to be unfair and burden me with a large maintenance payment to my ex.
Let's tell everybody, out of curiosity, because I never knew this. This was interesting to me. Maybe it won't be so interesting to everybody else, but to me it was interesting that in the state of Kentucky, they can only make you pay alimony for, what'd you say, what, a max of a
the
year?
The maximum is 50% of the duration of the marriage.
Oh, but you told me that doesn't happen, that's California.
No. In Kentucky, it's very hard to get alimony. It's easy to get temporary maintenance. Temporary maintenance. They'll award a woman temporary maintenance, or a man, if the financial metrics are reversed. They'll award maintenance very easily. Generally, the maintenance will go for like a year, or it could go for as short as the duration of the divorce proceedings. So, in other words, once the duration of the divorce proceedings are done, the maintenance is gone as well. And they award maintenance very easily, but alimony is a different story. The woman has to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt why she cannot earn any living whatsoever, and anyone could work at McDonald's. So
right.
In Kentucky, it's hard to get alimony, but it's easy to get temporary maintenance. And generally, temporary maintenance lasts a year. It could last a little bit longer with extenuating circumstances.
Now, but, I don't know if you want to go to the details of this, but you did pretty good, right?
Yeah, well, my ex, who is...
She wanted to take you for everything you had. So.
Well, she wants me to give her $3,500 a month. And she wants me to give her $3,500 a month, and she originally asked me to give it to her. She wanted the court or her attorney to negotiate with me. This is when we went to the casual mediation. She asked for $3,500 a month and wanted it all as child support, because child support is not taxed. And even her attorney spoke to him and says, look, no, you can't do that. You know, it's like, she's like, I want this money. I don't want to get taxed on it either. Let him pay the taxes on it. I know. So. And so, I offered her $1,800 a month. I says, I'll give you $1,800 a month, you know, and we were negotiating how many months, and she said, absolutely not. And then she kept pushing up then she wanted $2,500 a month. And well, if you agreed to 18, why not just 25? And then, well, what about 27? It's like, wait a minute. And that's when we fell apart, and we said, let's let the judge decide. So now I'm waiting for the judge to submit his judgment on this whole thing, and I got a funny feeling that he's probably going to say $1,800 a month, which
Good.
Is, you know, all this nonsense for nothing. But
Good. And you had to bring, didn't you have to bring 3 G's to her?
Yeah, I had to give her $3,000 because she went to court and she motioned that the electricity is going to be shut off and she needs money, and so the judge awarded her a $3,000 advance. But he said that's not doesn't mean that it's your money. If the court determines that he doesn't owe you any maintenance, you have to give it back. So now I'm waiting to hear from the judge as far as whether or not I'm responsible for maintenance.
I don't want to kill this topic, Carl, but isn't it true that your wife hasn't had a job for like years?
No, she hasn't had a job since July of 2008. But that's, I mean, she's one
a
of the
year.
Things, a year. And one of the things that came out in the proceedings is that she's worked our whole marriage. So she's capable of working. And 1 year she made $85,000 part-time.
Wow.
And my attorney goes, let me get this straight. You made $85,000 one year working part-time, and she was very proud. She says, yes. He goes, man, I wish I had that job. And I kind of think that might have hurt her. Well, I know it hurt her in the judge's eyes, because he's thinking to himself, you can make $85,000 part-time, and you want this guy to give you how much money a month?
That's funny.
Anyway, but you know what? We have to let it play out, and whatever the judge tells me I have to do, I'm going to do. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm going
You're
to do
mensch,
it.
You're a mensch, Carl. You're a mensch.
Yeah.
Most people, I know if I was in Carl's situation, I'd be taking Quincy Taylor's advice, and I'd be fighting dirty, personally. But Carl's the stand-up guy.
I'm not
going
to fight dirty. As a matter of fact, I found out today from both my oldest daughter and my youngest daughter that my ex has a portable tape recorder, and she's been recording conversations with my children without their knowledge, trying to get them to say horrible things about me.
That's nice.
Yeah. And it's disgusting. But you know what? I don't care what comes of this. I am not going to, because years from now, when I look back and my children look back at the destruction of this family, and this action is nothing short of destruction. This is nothing short of destruction. My ex wants a new life, and she wants me to help her finance it. And I say, God bless you, go on, but pay your own way. I'm always going to be responsible for my kids. I mean, I'm sending my daughter to college. My son's going to start college very soon. I'm taking the responsibility of all that. But my attitude is, when I look back at this someday, I am not going to feel bad about doing crappy stuff to try to win, because there are no fucking winners in this situation. This is destruction of a family and nothing short of that.
Right.
So she can tape whatever she wants and record. She's on her third fucking attorney. She just switched attorneys a third time, and we've only been going to court for less than 3 months. So she's burnt through. She pisses these attorneys off and she fires them because they won't do what she wants them to do. They're probably going to her, look, you know, you're crazy. And then she's like, well, I'm just going to get another attorney.
Oy, oy vey.
Yeah. So, you know what? God bless her. I hope she has a good life, because I am.
That's why by 32, you're going to have some woman.
I'm
moving my bet from 28 to 32. I'm going with Nick Palladino.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
Okay.
I know you're out there. You're on the prowl.
I'm on the prowl because I'm a guy, I'm a dog at heart, and so on and so forth. And that's not saying that I'm not going to be hooking up, because I do, you know, need that. But I am just not looking for a steady relationship at this point in my life right now, sitting here. And I'm telling you that, and that's a fact.
Will you be able to tell us about these hookups? Because, you know, I might be interested. I think everybody would be interested in hearing about that.
Yes, I will be able to talk about the hookups. Absolutely.
Good. Okay.
Yes, and there's some.
Because I can't tell anything. I mean, all I got is I got her Amy, and, you know, I don't think that's quite appropriate.
I'll be able to talk about the hookups once the divorce is finalized. I will absolutely share my love life with everybody out there. It's not going to be and that might limit the women who want to be with me after they hear that. But I'm going to talk about.
We won't tell them.
No, I mean, I'm not going to talk about intimate stuff, like, you know, things that they wouldn't. But I'll talk about the women that I'm dating. I have no problem with that.
Okay. All right. Cool. You have to be completely open book.
I am. I've always been. I've never.
I know.
Never
that's right. You have been. So
never been short of that. Anyway, so excuse me.
Talk about my ailment for the week.
Yeah. So we didn't do a show yesterday because, well, everybody thinks it's because of DNP, and I thought it was because of DNP, but
well,
it's really
I think
not.
It's because of DNP too. Honestly, I mean, I don't think. I mean, it is at least a result of taking the DNP.
All right. Let's tell the story. So you experimented with DNP for how long?
Yeah, I talked about – when was the first time I talked about it? 2 shows ago or last show?
Yeah, you talked about the powder. The last show, I think it was.
Okay, so I had started taking DMP last show. Honestly, I'd have to ask Amy when was the first day I took it. But I took it for 5 days. I started with 200 milligrams for the first 3 days. And day number three, I experienced some – you know, a little graphic, but I experienced some – diarrhea, and I wasn't feeling too good. Now, people ask me on the boards, why would you take this? You know, I'm pretty lean. You know, I can see my abs, and I don't know. The body fat percentage is really a mystery. You know, maybe I'm 8%. Maybe I'm definitely less than 10, okay? So why would I take it? I took it because we had excess of it. We have plenty of it, way more than we would ever use. And I didn't want Amy to take it without, me giving it a shot first, just so that, you know, I don't know. I just never give her anything I wouldn't try myself. I mean, I guess this is how I am. So I tried the DMP, 200 milligrams a day. The stuff we got has antioxidants in it. And after day three, I started having some pretty severe diarrhea. And I was like, man, you know, that day three, I think I went to 400 milligrams day three, or maybe went to 400 milligrams day four. Anyway, the next day I had bad diarrhea again, and I started feeling really sick. Now, Amy blames all this on me not drinking enough water, but I don't know how possibly not drinking enough water would cause all these symptoms. I started having diarrhea, and after that, I started drinking more water because she was so insistent on that's why I had diarrhea, because of the
water. Well, it's a good thing you're drinking water during the diarrhea anyway, because
right, of course,
you're
going
to get dehydrated.
Right. And I was still eating. And then after day four, I'd done 400 milligrams, and that's when I stopped. I backed it down.
Now, is that a lot, 400 milligrams? I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
No, that's half of what people take, what they consider. That's like half a pound of fat a day. I mean, it's not a tremendous amount, you know? I didn't even feel – it's funny, Carl. I didn't even experience the increase in temperature or body heat. I never got to that point. You know, I never started feeling hot.
Wow.
Now, we keep our apartment at about 55, 60 degrees. Just because that's what I feel comfortable at. But I didn't notice any heat, extra heat expenditure.
No sweating.
No, I didn't experience any of that. But I did experience, I started getting some severe headaches at night. I mean, like, I don't get headaches. Amy gets headaches every now and again, you know, but I don't get any headaches. I mean, I haven't had a headache probably in years, but it kind of in the back of my skull, like some pretty, a pretty severe headache. And I went
Were you urinating a lot on the DNP?
No, not really. I mean, the urine wasn't darker than normal.
But you had diarrhea, so you were clearly, you potentially could have been dehydrated, you're saying.
Right. I mean, that's what Amy says. Amy says, oh, you didn't drink enough water, didn't drink enough water. That's her solution to everything. But, so maybe she's right, maybe she's not right, I don't know. I didn't feel dehydrated. I went and got Tylenol, and, you know, I usually don't even take Tylenol, Carl. I'm really, you know, I really just,
you're really,
you know,
you're selective about the shit that you put in your body.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Is it funny?
I know it
right? I'll take some stuff, but you know, I've done so many different drugs in the rest of my life, I figure I've done enough for the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I didn't, I usually don't take Tylenol or anything, you know, I just deal with it. But it was so bad that I went out in the middle of the night and went to one of these Circle K's or whatever and got four extra strength Tylenol and took all four of them, and that got rid of the headache. So that was the first night, and the next night, night number five, that's when I stopped taking it altogether, because I kept having diarrhea constantly. I couldn't, by day number five, I couldn't eat anything. You know, I think day number five I ate maybe three protein drinks, and that's it. Right. And, you know, like I said, normally I'm eating about 6,500 calories a day, so I'd been lucky to get in 2,500 that day. And I was just feeling like – I was feeling really sick and lethargic, and I spent most of the day in bed. And at some point during that day, day number five, I started getting muscle cramps. And I'd started listening to Amy. I was drinking more water and everything, and, you know, I wasn't being super good about it. I wasn't replacing electrolytes and stuff like that, but you know, I was doing more than I was doing before. And I started getting cramps, and I got a cramp in my neck. And as I was kind of stretching my back, you know how when you wake up in the morning, you kind of stretch your spine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like flex your back and everything.
Like a big cat, the way a big cat.
Right, yeah, like that. So something happened in my neck, and I heard a pop. Like literally like a like that, you know, yeah. in my neck.
But was it the same kind of pop? Was it the same kind of pop like when you're stretching and your joints crack, or was it louder?
No, no. That usually feels good. This was intense pain. As soon as I did it, I saw stars, like somebody would punch me in the face.
Right.
You know, and I knew something was wrong. I knew I had hurt myself, but you know, I forced myself to go back to sleep. You know, I was in the middle of, like, I was practically half asleep when it happened. And I figured, you know, sometimes this has happened in the past, and I'd go to sleep and wake up and I'd feel better, right? Well, I woke up and I felt worse. And it's really in the sternoid mastoid, or I don't know.
Right.
I think that's a muscle on the back of your neck that runs down from the top of your back of your skull down into the trapezius muscle.
Right, right where the ball is. Right.
And so that's where the pain was. And it was very uncomfortable. And it's gotten progressively worse. Up until about 2 days ago, to describe it would be that it's painful enough that it's very distracting. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not painful enough.
Didn't you say that,
like,
you have some tingling and numbness in one of your hands now?
Yeah, I have some tingling and numbness in my left hand,
which means that there's even an impingement going on in the neck.
What I'm worried about, Carl, is that I'm worried that I might have somehow, without meaning to, knocked my, one
disc.
Of the vertebrae. What's that?
A disc.
A disc.
More
right.
Likely,
yeah,
that
exactly.
You might have popped. Well, okay. The disc is
disc
filled with the disc is filled with fluid, and if you did become dehydrated, the disc would not be as pliable. It's very, very possible that you shifted a disc or slipped it a little bit. I doubt seriously that you ruptured it or even have a bulge in it. And I got a feeling that you're just going to need some physical therapy, and it'll go away.
So, yeah, so that's been – I mean, the pain has been such that it's very hard for me to concentrate on anything other than the pain. And last night, you know, I've been medicating it, obviously. At first, just Advil. Advil doesn't do shit for me, man. You know, I haven't taken this stuff in so long. Amy bought a bunch of these Advil capsules, and I mean, you're only supposed to take six every 24 hours, and I went way over that. So we went and bought some Tylenol, and I've been taking these Tylenol, and I mean, I'm taking way too many of those. So we finally refilled a prescription, an old prescription I had for some Lortabs. And, you know, I still have a bunch of Xanax left over. So last night I took, you know, a milligram of Xanax and about 30 milligrams of Lortabs of hydrocodone and, drank a bottle of wine. And even after all that, Carl, I still was, hurting. You know, it was dull, but it was still pain.
Yeah.
She said I acted like an asshole, but I was still in pain.
Yeah.
You know,
and you had to do something tonight just to do the show, right? You drank a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I drank a bottle of wine and took two Lortabs. I didn't want to be completely an asshole, so.
Yeah, right.
Okay. You know how I am. Last time I was loaded for the gyno surgery, I was,
Come on, Amy, get me my water.
Give me my water, Amy. I want my water now. And then I was falling asleep. Remember with Milos? I was snoring.
Yeah, snoring. I kept playing the Twilight Zone movie music.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the gyno, by the way? How's that? Did that all clear up now?
Yeah, actually, Carl, you know, the gyno, we had Dr. Bedros was the one who performed the gyno surgery. Anybody who's interested in getting gyno surgery in Houston who can't fly all the way out to New York to go see Dr. Blau, who I'm sure is, you know, he's the king of gyno. But Dr. Bedros did a great job, man. And I will say that, you know, for the price, okay, well, he is very competitive price-wise. And I don't think it's my place to quote his prices because I don't know if he gave me a special price or whatever. Because he knew he was coming on the radio show or whatever. But his prices are very reasonable. And Amy can tell you, and I can tell you, that he did an excellent job with the gyno surgery. Really. His method of taking out a little bit of the gland and then most of the fat. If you listen to his show again, which if you're really interested in getting the gyno surgery, you ought to listen to Dr. Bedros' show, which you can find on our RSS feed. Do you remember what show number that was, Carl?
No, I don't. I could find out during the break, and I can quote it.
Hold on, I can tell you right now. I'm reloading it.
And his method of he actually sucks the fat out of your nipples with his lips, right?
Yes, he's very passionate. Actually,
and while he rubs your tummy,
he rubs more than that, Carl.
Yeah, there you go. He gives you a hand release while he's sucking the fat out of your chest with his lips.
Well, you're completely under. You don't remember any of it, but it sure does feel good. When you get after you come out of it, you feel very,
you know,
relieved.
My gyno, my chest isn't hurting me, Doc, but my ass is killing me. Oh, yeah. I had to go in through the back to get some of the glandular tissue out.
that was April 30th, okay, Carl, episode number 15. So that was a little ways ago now, 13 episodes ago. April 30th. Well, so how long is that from April, May, June, July? So it's been 3 months, huh?
Yeah.
April, May, June, July, right? So,
that's it.
I at first complained a little bit about some lumps underneath the skin from maybe, scar tissue, Carl.
Right.
And, those are gone now. So, I guess they just went away with time and I'm very happy with it. I mean, I think anybody who were to see me, now would be very, you know, I was supposed to do after pictures, but for some reason Dr. Bedros hasn't recontacted me to do after pictures. So I don't know if it's just not time yet or what, but,
Speaking of time, it's time for a commercial break. We got some new sponsors. We got some new spots. Pay attention, please. When we come back, we're going to have PJ Braun on. PJ's got an amazingly funny fucking story to tell. So stay tuned. You're listening to Off Topic. We'll be right back. That's top of the line. Cute face, slim waist with a big behind. Need a dime. That's top of the line. Cute face, slim waist with a big behind. Hey, shawty, you want this money, then you gotta be a bad bitch. Take that ass for the tip if you a bad bitch. When it comes to owning a knife, it's all about quality. You can buy one of those cheap imitations that lasts about a month before it starts to fall apart. Or you can buy the real thing for the same price at FinestEdge.com. FinestEdge.com delivers the goods. No replicas here. Choose from Cold Steel, Gerber, Kershaw, Special Operations Group, and many, many more top name brands. All prices include free shipping inside the United States. If you don't see the knife you want, let them know and they'll get it for you at the same Finest Edge low, low price. Go to FinestEdge.com today and check out the entire line, or visit myspace.com/thefinestedge for some insane videos. Nobody cuts prices like finestedge.com.
rxmuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise, up to the minute news and more. Visit the rxmuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&A's with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Fenbalone is the most sought-after anabolic steroid because it builds dense muscle and crazy strength quickly. Now from Primordial Performance comes 1T-Tren. 1T-Tren is very similar to the anabolic steroid Trenbolone. 1T-Tren is topically applied so there's no toxicity and a high delivery rate. Order from PrimordialPerformance.com today, and if you're not completely happy with your results, get your money back guaranteed. Go to PrimordialPerformance.com today.
Strength, recovery, and growth are the goals, and Progenics is the way. Progenics represents advanced dairy science research, development, and biotechnology that liberates and concentrates the most effective fractions of protein. The results are increased muscle torque, faster recovery, and greater muscle growth. You won't find these ingredients in any other supplement on the market. Take the challenge. Go to progenexsrg.com to learn more about the benefits and science behind the Progenics products. Train harder than you've ever trained before. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Progenics banner ad to save 10% off your order. Progenics, where fantasy games meet science.
I told these niggas I was coming back to bust their ass. Okay. Remix. Don't this shit make a nigga wanna...
Welcome back to Off Topic.
Who be the king of the sound? Bus a bus back and just put a lock on the town.
Hey, Aaron.
Yo.
We got PJ Braun coming on now, and you've actually spoken to him, so you know how funny this story is, right?
Yeah, PJ is a good storyteller, and this is a very good story.
All right, let's bring him on. PJ, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Welcome back.
Hey, PJ.
Thank you.
So, just let's set it up, Aaron. What's the story about?
Okay, so PJ is, as everybody knows, or everybody should know, PJ is a national level bodybuilder, going to compete at nationals, correct, PJ, in November?
Yeah, correct. Yep.
And he's going to win the, super heavyweight division, getting his pro card, correct, PJ?
That's the plan.
All right. Now you just say yes, that's right.
Then I get hated on by Derek Anthony, though, for being cocky if I say something like that.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
And we actually have Derek on later in the show, so he may give you some grief about this. So
yeah, he'll probably give you some grief anyway. You know how he is. Him and PJ. Anyway, we'll get to that later. PJ, PJ did his first paid guest posing in Florida, in Melbourne, Florida. That's correct, PJ? Melbourne?
That is correct.
And that was last weekend?
Yep, it was just this past weekend.
Okay, so Evan Santapani and PJ went down there, and I don't want to tell the story. I'm going to let PJ tell the story, but basically PJ's come here to let some light in on this whole event and entertain some of us folks in the process, right?
That is correct.
Okay, PJ, I'm going to give it to you from here. What happened in Melbourne, Florida, or how did this whole thing get started?
Well, let me give you a quick background. It'll make the end a lot more understandable. Back in December, I got contacted by the promoter, and he was saying that, you know, he was going to be putting on a show, and he was a big fan of mine and Evans. He sees, like, you know, some of the videos that we had done together, and, you know, they really wanted to get us down there. So I was like, this is fantastic. You know, my first, you know, paid guest pose. You know, I told the guy my fee. He said, fine. You know, he said, I'll fly your girlfriend down there. You know, we'll take good care of you guys. I'm like, this is great. You know, I figured it'd be like, you know, I get to go down, you know, have a little vacation in Florida. It'll be a great time. And I don't hear from the guy for a few months, so I figured, maybe the guy's, you know, blowing smoke up my ass. So maybe I would say March, I get an email from a gentleman by another name saying that he was the promoter for the show, and he wanted to okay the poster to me. So he sends me a copy of the poster, and I see Evan is on there, which it was news to me that you know, they had even talked to Evan because he had mentioned it to me. But the pictures they had chosen of us were, I don't want to use the word gay, but they weren't typical bodybuilding pictures. And the picture that they used of me was like 5 years old, like a modeling picture that I had done when I was younger that I didn't even remember it about.
Did you even have any muscle in that picture?
I was like 200 pounds, like lean, you know?
Yeah.
And but
keep in mind, PJ, if people, some of our listeners aren't even bodybuilding fans, so let's just say that PJ Braun is now 280 pounds. So this was a very old picture.
Yeah, 80. Yeah, this is 80 muscle. This is 80 pounds of muscle ago.
So I see the picture, and then the picture of Evan was a picture of him from Nationals 2 years ago when he was just like standing on the beach, and it was odd that they had chosen those two pictures. But there's so many more impressive pictures out. So I sent an email back saying, listen, I don't want you to use that picture. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. And the guy said, oh, it's a great picture. You look like Frank Seppi in the picture. You look really handsome. And I thought that was strange, but I didn't really think much more to it.
Strange wording, really, right? Handsome?
Yeah, that's not really, you know, the look that I'm going for. You know, I'll send you some better pictures. So I sent, you know, some stage shots. Eventually they settled on a shot of me, like, standing, just standing outside. And they picked another picture of Evan on the beach. And better choices, but still not your typical stage shots that you see on posters. Yet still didn't really think anything of it at that point. I just thought, okay, these guys have weird taste. So fast forward a little bit. About 2 weeks before the show is supposed to date, still haven't gotten paid, still haven't heard anything about plane tickets or anything, yet they're using our images. So I finally get not half, but almost half of what I was promised in a PayPal. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is the real deal. I guess we're going down.
Which means that you had to take a hit on a discount rate on top of it.
Yes.
Right.
So I get my money, and you know, he sends me an email like, we want to pay you extra to do a seminar. Would you do a seminar in our gym? I said, I'd love to. So we'll take care of that. We're going to send you money for that. I never got the money for that. So now, you know, I said to Evan, I have gotten paid. Have you? And he said, yeah, they paid me something, but they still haven't sent the plane tickets. You know, they didn't give us the plane tickets until like maybe 5 days before we were supposed to go down. They had sent an itinerary to Evan. They didn't even send it to me. And when we got to the airport, I hadn't even seen the copy yet. I took it from Evan. I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. This guy sat us next to each other on the plane. So we go to...
Keep in mind, hold on, PJ. Keep in mind, these guys are both like almost 300 pounds. You don't sit them next to each other.
Yeah, not only, but
280 pounds.
But also, let's also say something else here, that if anybody who flies often, like I did for business, a 300-pound fat guy sitting next to you is probably not nearly as bad as a 300-pound bodybuilder because his friggin' shoulders are 75 mm-hmm. fucking inches across.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta lean out of your seat not to, like, lean against the guy.
If they wanted to really be nice, they would have bought three seats and had you all sitting.
Yeah, take the armrests out of the middle, right.
Yep,
take the armrests, right.
Right.
Yeah,
so, now, this was coming from guys that said they were going to take such good care of us.
Right.
So you know, we're crammed into the plane like sardines together. Actually, we had somebody take a picture just because it was really funny. But, you know, both of us are, like, cramped up and stuff by the time we get down there.
Put that picture up on RX Muscle sometime after this interview.
As soon as I get it, he has it on his camera.
Okay.
I'll get it up, definitely.
Right.
So we get down there. They give us a crappy layover. Now, he's asking me, he's like, do you have any clue, you know, what this guy looks like, who we're looking for, because they're supposed to be picking us up. And I'm like, well, I'm sure they'll recognize us, but actually the guy had sent me pictures of himself because he had heard that I do contest prep and wanted to know if I thought he could compete anytime soon. And so I actually knew what he looked like. And I said the closest thing I could think of is George Costanza from Seinfeld.
That's funny.
So we're walking through the airport, and sure enough, there's Costanza waving to us. And Evan's like, holy shit, that's him, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah.
Now he knew just by the description, huh?
Costanza was all I could really come up with. But he knew. So he's got this thing with him that at first we thought was a guy. We're still not clear to this day, but he's like, who's this thing with him? Now, the reason I'm saying thing is, its haircut was sort of in between. It was kind of like the character
from
Pat,
Saturday Night Live, Pat.
From Saturday
right.
Night Live.
Yeah, right.
But it had boobs, like fairly decent-sized boobs, like a woman, but sort of manly features, and it had kind of like a bowl, like blonde, like kind of like the blonde-haired guy from Dumb and Dumber haircut. So it was very, very in between which way it could go. And now this guy or girl does this sinister little, like, finger twitch with his hands together and goes, ooh, I've never met celebrities in real life before, and just kind of, like, skips over to us all excited. So at this point, we're both immediately, like, freaked out. And, you know, they start telling us about their supplement company, have this revolutionary supplement company that's going to change the world. And, you know, Evan says, what's so revolutionary about your products? And we're expecting some, like, breakthrough in science. And the guy says, well, we have 1,000 milligrams of vitamin E in all our products. So we're both, like, sitting there, and Evan's like, you mean I used, first of all. And the guy's like, milligrams I use, it's all the same.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's like, I have a PhD in nutrition. He's like, I understand all this stuff. He's like, people don't realize how beneficial, you know, vitamin E is and all this. So I'm texting Evan as the guy's telling the story, like, this guy's full of shit.
So you and Evan are not, are you guys together and you're texting him, or is
yeah, we are together.
Oh, that's so fucking cool. Yeah, right, right, right.
Hey, hey, quickly, PJ, quickly. Carl, you know who Evan Santapani is? Remember who
he
is?
Yeah, yeah. Evan is somebody that I've actually mentioned on Superhuman Radio a couple times because he used to be a gymnast. He's got amazing upper arms, and I've said that it's indicative of gymnasts. They always have great biceps because of the, some of the movements that they do. So, yeah, I do know who he is. Yeah.
He used to be a gymnast, PJ?
No, he was never a gymnast.
I don't think what, you're talking about the right guy, Carl.
Oh, maybe I'm talking about somebody else then. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, Carl, that's why I wanted to mention it to you. And not just for you, Carl, but for other people. Carl, PJ, Carl's not that into the bodybuilding stuff. Mm-hmm. Evan won the 2007 Nationals, and he took a time off, a year off, and he won just recently, or relatively recently, won the New York Pro against some big, big names. And actually, I was one of the only people, and obviously PJ also, predicted that he was going to win. So he's come a long, long way. And he was under the tutelage of Dave Palumbo for many years until recently. He switched to Oscar Arden for the New York Pro. So that gives you a little update. He's also one of PJ's close friends.
Yes.
I just wanted to update you a little bit. Not just you, Carl, but for everybody else who
doesn't
know.
Yeah, it's not Evans. It's another guy. I'm
you're thinking of Mike Liberatore.
Liberatore,
yeah,
that's
it. Who
you're thinking
of.
That's it. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, PJ. So, sorry. I just wanted to update
you. I'm kind of like that fucking thing that met you at the airport. Ooh, you guys are bodybuilders.
Celebrities.
Which one of you is the muscular one?
The gymnast. I want to see the gymnast.
Yeah. I want to see the gymnast. Can you do an iron cross for me?
Can you do a split? Oh. All right. Sorry, PJ.
All right. No problem. So, okay. So we get in the car. Evan takes shotgun. I sit in the back with the thing. Now, the thing starts telling me all this stuff that he has MS, epilepsy, deaf in his right ear. So I feel awful for this guy, you know? And I'm talking back to him, but he can't hear me because I'm sitting on the passenger side, so he can't hear me out of that ear. So it was all for nothing anyway. And Evan's like, you know, texting me like, you know, what's this guy's deal? I'm like, I don't make fun of this guy. You know, he's got a lot of shit going on. And it's wound up, through discussion, found out that the guy was the promoter's brother. And he just wanted to meet us. He had never met, you know, quote-unquote celebrities before, which is funny that he referred to us to that. So now the brother starts getting, like, dizzy and, like, fainting in the back seat. So we got to drop the brother off in this weird retirement community where the guy's mom lives. Now, we flew into Orlando. It's about 45 minutes from where we needed to be. So during this 45-minute drive, this guy's telling us all kinds of nonsense, you know, about, yeah, you know, Dad kicked the bucket last year. We thought, you know, we thought that Mom was going to be the one to go first, but it was Dad. And, you know, Uncle Joe won't part with any of his money, and Aunt Rosemary, and all this is just ridiculous. I'm like, what the? I'm texting Evan, like, why is this guy telling us all this stuff? And Evan's like, I don't know, this guy is crazy. Thank God you're here. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, do you think, I don't know, I'm getting a weird vibe. Like, do you think this guy's gay? I mean, I don't care, but he's just, something about him is just a little weird. And Evan's like, texting back, like, I think he's an axe murderer.
That's great.
So we're kind of, I'm laughing in the back seat because we're just going back and forth texting, ignoring the guy's ridiculous stories. He brings us to this shitty little, like, shack to eat. And, you know, we order our food and he's like, oh, I got to take this call. And he just runs out, like, in a panic. And he's gone for, like, 10 minutes. And I'm like, this guy's a weirdo. And Evan's like, dude, he's like, imagine you're here by yourself. You'd be freaking out. And I'm like, no, I mean, at least we can laugh about it. And so Evan's like, man, I just have a hunch that something weird's going to happen this weekend. He's like, as long as we get paid, that's all that matters, whatever. You know, we'll have a fun time. That's it. So we get to the hotel, and there's this group of people waiting for us. Now, each person that we met introduced himself as the CEO of some fake company. Like, I didn't believe anybody. They're all driving piece-of-shit cars, which not to say that CEOs drive nice cars, but you would just assume if you were the CEO of a company that you wouldn't be riding around in, like, some crappy little, like, broken-down van with flames on the side, which is actually a car that one of them did drive. So
that's fucking hilarious.
You know, all the guys, they're just creeping us out. So Evan's like, you know, I'm gonna go to my room and just lay down. So I go to my room. My arm was all cramped up and bothering me from the flight, and I had a headache and stuff. So I wanted to get some Advil. So I go down to the concierge, and I asked, you know, is there a store I can get some headache medicine or something at? And they're like, oh, yeah, right down the block. So I start walking, and this guy, this little fat guy, starts running after me. Oh, PJ, 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 Hi, I'm Drew. Huge fan. You know, I'm the general manager of blah, blah, blah Nutrition, and, you know, we're just here to make sure everything's good for you guys. And listen, I'll give you a ride to the Walgreens. It's a far ride. I'm like, okay. So it really wasn't far, but I don't know any better. So I go on the ride with the guy, and he's like, listen, anything you need this weekend, we're here to service you. You know,
did he use that actual word, service?
Yes.
And, not and serve. He didn't say
like,
serve,
like,
right?
Like, very feminine and just overly nice, where, you know, I'm such an idiot. I'm like, man, this guy is really nice.
We know we know that you're far away from your girlfriend. If you need to get rid of a load, I'll be glad to keep it in my mouth for you.
Well, he's like, you know, if you want us to take you out later, we'll take you out on the town and all
this.
He
said if you wanted to hang out later, right?
Yes. He's like, you know, I'll drive you wherever you want. Just I'll give you my number. And I'm like, oh, that's great. So we get to the Walgreens. He's like following me around. Like, you know, I'm going for the Advil. He's like, no, go for the Aleve. You know, I'm like, I'm fine, man. Just, you know, leave me alone.
Yeah, you know why? He knows because when he gets his period, he knows that Aleve works better than Advil, right?
So I go back. I go into Evan's room, and I'm like, man, I just met another weird guy, man. Everyone down here is fucking weird. I'm like, he was also a CEO, again, like the seventh one I've met now. And he's like, I just think all these people are full of shit. I don't believe anybody down here. He's like, it's really odd. So I'm bored, and I'm like, let's just go hang out in the weigh-ins. You know, we'll meet some of the competitors. It'll be fun. We go down to weigh-ins, and there's this wise-ass guy in there, right? Kept on bragging about how he was Cuban and how he runs Florida and all this. And he actually was saying that he was what did he say he was? A biomechanical engineer or something like that.
Right, right.
And he was like, you know, it's just boring. You know, I work in a co with chemicals and rats and stuff all day. You know, it's very boring life, you know. And I'm just like, you're full of shit. I don't believe a word you're saying. But since he kept on saying that he was Cuban, we just decided to call him Castro for the remainder of the trip. So Castro was starting to piss me off, so I wanted to walk out. So I walk out, and there's these two young kids, you know, good-looking young kids. One of them, you know, I would guess would be like 20. The other one maybe a little bit older. Like pretty boy looking young, fit guys. And one of them was just like, man, F Joe and F this and F that, like bad attitude. And I'm like, man, what the hell is this kid's problem? And who the hell is he? And just the way he was acting, I was just like, well, I don't like this kid. I within 30 seconds, I decided I didn't like this kid. And the other one, I didn't really have an opinion on. But I still started asking, like, the other, like, CEOs, like, who these kids were. Nobody knew. Nobody knows who the kids are. Nobody knows who anybody is. And nobody knew who the scientist, you know, biomechanical engineer guy was either, which I thought was interesting since they were all supposedly on the staff for the show. So we wind up going out to dinner with this huge group of people. And the two young guys are there that nobody knows. You know, they're the guy that drove me to the Walgreens, the promoter, a couple other people. Now, we eat dinner. It's weird. We're going home. The crazy guy, the crazy scientist guy is driving us home, telling us he can get us the best Coke in Florida, that he knows all the Colombian, you know, all the Colombian Coke runners, but they'll kill you. They'll cut you up and feed you to the boa constrictors and all this shit. And we're joking around, going back with him. You know, we're sarcastically, Evan sarcastically is like, oh, no, we'd rather have crystal meth. And he's like, I can get you that. I can take care of this. You know, I can take care of anything down here. So we're just laughing. I'm like, this guy thinks we're serious, you know. So we get back to the hotel, and we're just, like, weirded out by everything. And the one younger kid, the one I didn't like, he comes, like, following us. And we get into the elevator. He comes running in, and he's like, oh, I got to talk to you guys. So, you know, we're like, what's the problem? He's like, I don't know if I should tell you. So we're like, dude, just tell us if it's that big of a deal, you know. So we get to our floor. He's looking around. He's all scared. And he's like, all right, listen. Every fucking guy at that dinner table was gay. And he's like, they're scary gay, like perverted, weird, creepy gay. And we're just like, what? And he's like, that guy that's driving you around, he's a psycho drug addict. And we're laughing. We're like, oh, we kind of figured that out. And he's like, listen, he's like, they brought us all out here. It's a scam. None of the companies are even real. And he's like, I've seen the stuff. He's like, freaked out, this kid. He's like, I told my mom. My mom's scared. She wants me to come home. He's like, I'm only 20 years old. They tried to take me to a gay bar last night.
And he had come from where? Where was he from?
From Oregon. This kid's from Oregon, so he doesn't know
this promoter
shelter,
flew him all
you know?
The way down from Oregon to Florida to come to the show, right?
Well, I said to this guy, I'm like, hold on a minute. First of all, why the hell are you here? why are you with us right now? And he said what happened was the guy contacted him online the same way he did with Evan and I and said the kid had done a teenage bodybuilding show. And the guy said, I think you have great potential. I'm starting a supplement company, and I want to sponsor you. So he started sending the kid through PayPal $400 a month for food allowance, right? So this kid, this poor young kid, you know, he doesn't know any better. He thinks that he is sponsored now by this fake company, right?
Right.
So the guy's like, we're going to fly you out. PJ Braun and Evan Santapani are going to be here. You can hang out with them, pick their brains, you know, learn from them. You know, it'll be a great experience. So he's excited. He thinks, you know, he's sponsored. He's going to meet Evan and I. And he gets down here before. He gets down a day early, right? And one of the guys...
They bring him to a gay bar.
One of the guys starts leaking stuff to him. Like, listen, we're going to be going to this gay bar tonight. You're going to love it. Blah, 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 blah. He's like, oh, well, I can't go to the gay bar. I'm only 20. I can't go to the bar. And I said, you're only 20. How about I'm not fucking gay? Why didn't you just say that? And he's like, I don't know. There's like seven of them. I don't know what they're going to do to me. So we're kind of laughing a little bit at this. But the kid's really disturbed. You know, he's like, I told my mom. My mom's scared. And so I'm like, well, hold on a minute. Who the hell is the other young kid with you? And he's like, that kid? He's like, you don't even want to know. I'm like, I want to know everything now. And he's like, that kid is banging the other guys. He's like, he's just their toy that they're passing around. So Evan and I are just like, oh, man. So I was like, ah, oh, it's great. You know, I told
that
the kid
was earning
like,
his $400, huh?
Yeah. I told the kid, I was like, that's great. I go, this is just fantastic. And he's like, no, there's more. He's like, they wanted to get you and Evan out there. And Evan's like shaking his head like in disbelief. So the kid's like, I don't even know what to do. He's looking, he's like, and the kid's like looking for us for help. He's like, what do I do? And I'm like, listen, man, with a totally straight face, I say, just go to your room. Just turn your bed towards the door. Lay on your back and just squeeze your ass cheeks as hard as you can all night and just don't let go. And then Evan nods his head. He's like, he's right. Just squeeze your cheeks, man, and don't let go. So we turn around, and we're walking back to the room. The kid's like, you know, freaked out. He goes to his room. So I'm like, Evan, I got to talk to you. So I go in Evan's room, and I tell him what I told you guys in the beginning about with the posters, how I thought something was weird. And Evan's like, motherfucker, this is a scam. He's like, these guys are going to try to like, do something weird tomorrow. He's like, you know, I'm telling this guy I want my money up front. Make sure I'm going on stage.
They were gonna show you that they got this new creatine supplement, and it comes in a suppository form. They wanted to sponsor you guys. They wanted to insert it in your ass to see if it works.
They wanted to do video of it too.
Yeah. So now, when were you supposed to actually do a pose? You were there to guest pose, right?
Yes. Now this is all going down Friday night.
And when was the guest posing? Saturday?
Supposed to be Saturday at the night show, and I was supposed to do a seminar sometime during the day Saturday.
Okay. So what? Like, what? When are you supposed to get paid the rest of your money?
Well, we should have gotten. We assumed that we were going to be paid by now. So now I'm telling him, I'm like, what are we going to do? So he's like, I'm going to tell the guy tomorrow. It's no big deal. I'm going to tell the guy we want our cash up front. Or we don't pose.
Right.
And I was like, okay, that's good. I mean,
so you were going to tell him this Friday night.
Evan said he was going to tell him this now Saturday morning at breakfast.
Okay, so Saturday morning, you guys go to breakfast with him?
Well, here's the deal. This guy disappears, right? So now one little piece of the story that I want to tell, because this picture will actually probably come out too. Evan was like very like freaked out by the whole thing, as was I, but I decided to have a little fun with it. So Evan's bed had these steel bars coming up, canopy bars, but there was no actual like, you know, cloth covering. It was just the steel bars. Now, all the beds had them, but when I was leaving Evan's room, I started staring at his bed, and I said, Evan, I don't have those bars on my bed. And he's like, what do you mean you don't have the bars on your bed? I'm like, dude, I don't have those big steel bars coming off my bed. He's like, it's decoration. It's for a canopy. I'm like, bro, why does your bed have it and mine doesn't? So he's like, fuck you. Your bed has it. I'm like, dude, my bed doesn't have it. I'm like, you know what those are for, right?
They're going to tie you down with
those.
He's
like, you're gonna wake up gagged and tied up and chained. So he's like, fuck you, get out of my room. So I'm walking out. He's laughing, I'm laughing, but I didn't realize that I was in his head. But I go like this. I go, listen, if I can give you some advice, just promise you'll take it.
Sleep under the bed.
He's like, what? I go, loosen the screws on those bars before you go to bed tonight, Evan.
Oh, that's
so you have an escape route? He's like, get out of my room. So I go back to my room. So a couple minutes goes by. He calls me. He's like, do you really not have those things in your bed? I start laughing. I'm like, no, I have them on my bed. And he's like, bro, my door doesn't lock. So I'm like, come on. He's like, dude, the door to my room does not lock. Check your door. So I'm checking my door. my door locks. I'm like, your door doesn't lock, bro. And he's like, no, dude, my fucking door doesn't lock. He's like, this is bullshit. He's like, I'm going to barricade my door. So the next morning we're at breakfast. He's like, this is what I did to my door last night. He showed me. He set up like a booby trap. He put the desk against the door, and he leaned the ironing board against the outside of the desk, and he put the glass table behind it. That way, if anybody tried to get in, they would knock the ironing board over, smashing the glass table, waking him and giving him time to defend himself from whatever encounter that he was going to have. So we have a photo of that that'll be, I'm sure, surfacing eventually, too. So we're at breakfast. The guy doesn't show up. Now we're at breakfast with the one kid that we know is the toy, the other kid who's terrified, the crazy Cuban guy, Castro, but no promoters. So we're telling them what's going on, and they're acting just like, you know, oblivious to everything. So the guy tells Evan, oh, well, I told you guys I was going to pay you with a check, and Evan's like, no, you didn't. He's like, you said you were going to pay cash. Everybody always pays cash for this, that kind of stuff. That's just the way it is. So the guy's like, well, the banks are closed, but, you know, I have a bank account with $250,000 in it, so it's not a big deal. And Evan's like, no, it is a big deal. So then we don't hear from the guy, right? Now time's going by. We're just not hearing from the guy. People are like, you know, PJ, you have to do a seminar at 3 o'clock. I'm looking at Evan, and he's like, don't do the seminar unless you get paid. So I'm like, well, you know, what if people show up? You know, what am I supposed to tell these people? And he's like, no, you need to get paid first. This guy's scamming us. So, you know, Evan calls the guys, listen, PJ's not going to do the seminar unless he gets paid. He's like, we're not leaving until we get paid. So the guy shows up at like 2:55. And he's like, I got to talk to you guys. He pulls us aside, and he gives me the rest of my money. I'm like, wow. He's like, here, you know, you're all squared away. And
he looks at Evan. You're surprised, right?
Yeah. He looks at Evan, and he's like, I don't have any money for you. So Evan's like, what do you mean you don't have any money for me? He's like, I don't have any money. I'm sure that we said that we would do a check. And Evan's like, no, we didn't. He's like, nobody ever pays guest posts with a check. You pay with cash. He's like, we don't know you from Joe, you know, like, you can scam us, you know. He's like, you want me there? He's like, you're going to pay me now, and that's it. So now the guy walks away, and he's like, I got to make a phone call. So the kid comes over. He's like, yeah. He's like, I was with Joe today, and his fucking credit card bounced at one place, and I guess I heard him on the phone because he didn't pay for the shirts. And he's like, you know, I actually just checked. He's like, and he didn't even pay for the hotel rooms yet. So I'm like, wow. I'm like, dude. I'm like, you're not going to get paid to Evan. So he had owed Evan a considerable amount more money than I had asked for. So the guy comes over, and he's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. I'm gonna write a check. And Evan's like, I don't understand what you're not getting about. I'm not taking a check. So finally I come up with the idea. I'm like, how about if you supposedly have this bank account, I'm like, take your bank card. I'm like, we'll go to my PayPal. We'll deposit the money in my PayPal account. And then I'll give Evan the money. So the guy's like, okay, well, okay, that's fine. Evan's like, dude, you're going to get taxed. I'm like, whatever, I don't care. He can pay the difference. So the guy goes over. Now, I know for a fact this guy knows how to use PayPal because he has given me money through PayPal, and he has given the other kid money through PayPal. Sits down on the computer for 10 minutes, and then he's like, I don't know how to use PayPal, right? So I'm like, get out of the way. I sit down. I do an invoice. I send it to him. I'm like, there, it's in your email. All you got to do is put your card information in, right? So Evan and I are standing behind him, looking over his shoulder. His card gets denied. So he's like, oh, that's interesting. I don't know why my card would get denied. And he's like, excuse me for a minute. Runs off, disappears, right? So I'm like, listen, I got paid. I got to go do the seminar. So I'm not knowing what to expect at the seminar, but I get there in this gym, and there was actually like 20 kids there. And it was really good, actually. It was at least something positive came from this weekend. Gave an hour seminar, whatever. So, seminar's done. We go back. Still no sign from the guy. Evan's calling him. His phone's going straight to voicemail. Guys are like, yeah, we're going to bring you over to the show. We're both like, no, we're not going. So Evan's like, you know what, I'm going to call Steve Weinberger, see what Steve Weinberger says. So he calls Steve Weinberger. He tells him everything. Now, poor Steve Weinberger is judging the USA's. He's in Vegas, you know, so... He's like, listen, he's like, my advice is go to the show, take pictures with the fans, talk to everybody. He's like, just don't go on stage unless you get paid. He's like, and we'll take care of the situation, you know, after this weekend.
So what did he say to say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, PJ, but what did he say to tell the people who asked you, like, why aren't you going on stage?
Yeah, he said, if anyone asks you why don't you go on stage, then you just say the promoter didn't pay us.
So throw him under the bus, basically.
Yeah. Evan was pissed. He's like, I'm going to go on the microphone and tell this whole crowd why we're not going on stage.
Because now let's just say how as far as the shows go, NPC shows, you know, range from 100 people to, you know, I've seen damn near 1,000 people. Yep. How did the show, was it pretty sold out, or how did it do?
Check it out. We get to the show, right, expecting to just be sitting there telling people that we're not going to pose. And the whole entire parking lot is packed. So Evan's like, Jesus, is there a lot of people here? And the guy's like, yeah, it's pretty packed. We get inside the auditorium. It was a very nice auditorium. And we walk in. The whole crowd is full. The seats are full. So Evan walks over to the guy in the booth, who happened to be the transgendered guy. And he said, how many tickets have you sold? And the guy's like, oh, we sold well over 400 tickets. And Evan's like, and how much were the tickets? The guy's like, $30 a pop. So Evan's like, you're telling me that there's $10,000 here right now. And the guy's like, yeah, I guess. Now, at this point, I don't know what I did, but I wandered away for 5 minutes. I came back, and Evan's counting this huge wad of cash, like all in 20s. So he's like smiling at me. He's like, we're good. I'm like, what the hell happened? He's like, dude, you don't even want to know. He's like, first of all, that guy's not even his brother. He's like, it's his distant cousin. He's like, the guy was like an ex-con that they got out of jail, and he's like bipolar and has all these crazy issues, and I guess he's like somehow distantly related to them, and he's like, they've gave him like $15,000 already for the show, but he's been blowing it all on like weird, like gay, like just, I don't know. I don't even know the word. Like, I don't get into that kind of stuff, but he was blowing it on strange things, okay? So, you know, like flying young kids out to do, you know, weird stuff to him. So, in the end, we had gotten paid, and, you know, we went out, we posed together, it was fun. We went out in the crowd. I begged for applause again, like a loser, awful poser that I am, and it was good. So, you know, the guy was terrified of Evan. So he comes over to me and he's like, you know, I know the big guy's upset, but it was all just a big misunderstanding and all this. And I'm like, whatever, you know, I don't even believe this guy. So he actually disappeared again. And we actually had to take ourselves to Hooters, which typically as the guest poser, you would get taken out to a nice dinner. You know, like Evan had told me he'd been taken out to like Morton's, stuff like that. We took ourselves to Hooters after the show. And we went home. We checked our flights out early just in case the guy was going to do something strange, you know, with that when we got home. And, you know, Evan went to bed. I stayed up because I wanted to watch the play-by-play from the USA's online. And it was late. It was probably like 1:30 in the morning. And
you were at the hotel, PJ?
Yeah.
Where were you at?
It was called the Tides.
Okay. So you're at the Tides watching the play-by-play on RX Muscle then?
Yes. And I'm slumped down in my chair. And I hear, like a door open and like, giggling behind me. And I turn around, and it's the old guy promoter and the young kid, Toy, like messing around with each other, giggling and, like playing with each other. And I just go, and they see me. And they see me, and they're just like they saw a ghost. And they both just scurried away like ants, like just didn't even say anything. So I'm like, holy shit. So I call up Evan. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. He's like, what, dude? It's like 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, just in case you didn't believe this crazy shit was true. I'm like, it's definitely true. I just witnessed it with my own eyes. He's like, dude, I'm going to bed. I just want to get the hell out of this city tomorrow.
And this guy, Costanza, he had actually flown in this other teenage bodybuilder to be his boy toy for the weekend.
Yes, and I caught Costanza and the little boy toy, like, messing around in the lobby.
Wow. Aye.
But apparently what they were doing was they kept running away, disappearing. And I'm like, why is this guy running away? Does he have social anxiety disorder or something? And we had found out that the reason he was running away was because he didn't want anybody to know that he was with the other young boy. So he didn't want to get caught. So he kept disappearing and then showing up once everybody was gone, like going into the boy's room.
Aye.
So you
were lucky to get away with your virginity, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah.
He didn't pop your cherry.
Mm-hmm.
No butt babies that weekend.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting story,
guy,
and it's nothing new.
He's a frequenter of the webcam, you think? He gets on there and checks out all these guys doing webcam.
From what I understand, because then I started just asking the other guy at this point, and what he said was they are a member of some like muscle worship website where guys that like love bodybuilders.
Namba.
They send each other.
What is it? Nambler, the one where they like little boys.
They send each other pictures of different guys, and they do like strange like sex acts and stuff like that. And
think he's a fan of Derek Anthony?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, Derek Anthony's on X. Maybe he knows the guy.
Let's face it. These guys are jerking off to a lot of bodybuilders, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so when, BJ, how did you feel when you found out he was a big fan of yours and Evans? I mean,
which
means
he's
know
probably,
what that
he's,
means.
Yeah, he's probably shot a couple loads thinking about you.
See, you know what, man? Yeah. I was like, this is what I was more mad about. I don't even care, you know, about the gayness, whatever. I know plenty of gay people that are cool. It was more or less that they were scammers and trying to screw us into a weird situation. And I was also pissed about what they were doing to the one young kid from Oregon, the poor, like, little kid that they put him in such a weird situation. The kid was scared. He was freaked out. This is the first time he ever goes to a bodybuilding show that he's not competing in, and he has an awful experience like that. His parents were freaking out wanting him to come home. They're never going to let him go to another show ever again.
Well, he learned a valuable lesson, okay? He learned that, you know, you got to make sure you know what you're getting into before you get into it.
Exactly.
And these guys, he came away with his ass intact.
Hey, PJ, man, it was a really great story.
I figured, you know, this story needs to be told.
I know a lot of bodybuilders probably go through this sort of thing because there's a lot of people out there who want bodybuilders to show up for guest posing that have no interest in bodybuilding, but they're into muscle worship. That's all.
Yeah. PJ, just for out of curiosity, what was the name of the show?
The name of the show was the Space Coast Classic.
Space Coast Classic. So,
yep.
Next time, one of you guys listening, one of you pro bodybuilders or like PJ, a future pro bodybuilder is listening. If somebody calls you for the Space Coast Classic, you better watch out.
Hey, PJ, a good thing you didn't have protein guests. You know, farting is the gay mating call. Farting basically means that there's an asshole that's not occupied with a penis right now.
And Carl would know.
Yeah, that's right. Zeta Will said, I'm gay. I'm coming out of the closet on the 50th show. Hey, listen, PJ, man, thanks so much for coming on Off Topic and sharing this with us, okay?
Anytime you want, brother, you give me a call when you're on.
My pleasure.
And stay tuned because now the real show is going to start. No disrespect, PJ, but now we're going to have Derek Anthony and Mike the Ripper on.
Hey, quick, wait, before we get rid of PJ, Derek, is there anything you want us to ask Derek, PJ, for you? Is there anything you want to ask?
I'm sure Derek will have no problem telling me anything that I need to hear. So
he's definitely outspoken. That's one thing. All right, well, listen, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Derek Anthony and Mike the Ripper on the show. We'll be right back. IronFlexSupplements.com is your one-stop superstore for all your supplement needs. IronFlexSupplements.com, prices are 30 to 60% below retail, super fast shipping, and the best customer service on the internet. They carry a full line of protein powders, ergogenic aids, creatine, pro hormones, and weight loss aids. Check out BPS Anabolic 411 Extreme, branched chain amino acids with more leucine for greater muscle growth, or BPS SlimSane for greater insulin sensitivity and muscle uptake of nutrients. Get 15% off and free shipping on all BPS products when you use the coupon code BPS15 at IronFlexSupplements.com. Visit IronFlexSupplements.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LDA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat.
We got a little slightly gay music in honor of PJ Braun's story there. I want to mention IronFlexSupplements.com has a special going on right now for their Anabolic 411 Extreme. You can actually get two bottles. This is a BCAA blend that is extremely high in leucine, and we know that leucine is an anabolic signaling amino acid. You can get a whole kilo for $59.95 and 15% off of that and free shipping. So go to IronFlexSupplements.com. Yeah, that's a really good deal, man.
And we got to mention that these guys, Iron Flex, or what do we call him? Muscle Mike? How do
yeah,
we
no,
call
Muscle
him?
Muscle Mitch.
Muscle Mitch. Sorry, Muscle Mitch. He has been an avid listener to the show, and we always appreciate that.
And know? He's a bodybuilder. He's a big guy, man.
I got to see a picture of this Muscle Mitch.
Yeah, so anyway, but you can get a whole kilo for $59.95, less 15%. Use the BPS15 coupon code. Let them know that you heard about it on Off Topic. A whole kilo of Anabolic Extreme 411 BCAAs, $59.95, free shipping, and 15% off that price. Okay, so now we got two guys on the show right now, and I'm going to lay the ground rules right now. Okay, this is not going to be a fight fest or anything like that. We got two guys on the show that are very popular on the boards for different reasons. We've got Derek Anthony on the show, and we've got Mike the Ripper on the show. Derek has been asking for an opportunity to get some stuff off his chest and get it out there. Mike the Ripper was one of the people that he also wanted to kind of confront. We're going to do this in civil, very little hostility whatsoever, because both of these guys are actually really great guys. Their personas on the forums on RX Muscle are not necessarily the personas that you're going to hear tonight.
I don't know if they like each other very much, though.
Well, but you know what? Maybe we can turn this into a love fest. Hey, Derek, you there?
No.
Mike, you there?
I'm here, Carl. How you doing?
Okay, good. Okay, great.
That's Mike. Where's Derek?
Derek is there. He said, "Oh, yeah. Yo." I heard Derek's his low voice.
Yeah.
No, is that Derek?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Why have we only heard Mike?
Okay, one time. Derek, you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Derek's getting there. Fucking annoyed now. Okay, and Mike, you were there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there we go. So we got them both on the same line at the same time here on the same show.
I had to make sure, Carl. I mean, we didn't want to just be talking to Mike.
No,
I mean, obviously, we would love to talk to Mike, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I know. It's all good. It's all good. All right, so anyway, here we are talking to Derek Anthony and Mike the Ripper. Now, first of all, let's give Derek some time, too, because Derek is the one who kind of wanted this interview. And he's got some things to get off his chest. I know he's got a beef with me. He's got a beef with you. So we start wherever you want to start, Derek. I'm ready for my tongue lashing.
First of all, I didn't know this phone call was going to be me talking to him.
No, it's not. It's not me talking to him. It's all of us on the show at the same time. That's all.
To me, that's a waste of my time because I have nothing to say to that clown. He talks shit. He talks shit over the internet. Anytime he's got something to say, he can come to my house. Obviously, he knows where he lives. He sends fucking shit to my parents' house. The guy's a fucking punk. He's an internet warrior, and he wouldn't do shit to me in person.
Okay.
I'll be at the Olympia. If you're such a tough guy, come up. I'm at the Gap booth, dude. You think I'm like this fucking little pussy punk that wouldn't do shit? All right? You talk so much shit. I got fucking AIDS, fuck you and fuck your mother. I don't have fucking AIDS. I just...
wait a minute. Stop. Derek.
Leave me at the fucking Olympia.
Derek.
I don't even want to talk to this schmuck.
Derek, stop.
2 seconds before you melted down already.
Derek, wait a minute. Everybody stop for a second. Listen to me for a second.
I don't even want to talk to this fucking clown.
You're the one... You want...
How I've done better. I thought this was about me, not this fucking
It can be about you.
Get the fucking no-name loser.
Derek. This can be about you. You can take it any way you want
it's
here.
It's always about Derek.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah, it is always about me, motherfucker.
Wait a second. Right. Hey, listen, I'm going to shut the mic off in a second. Derek, listen to me. You wanted to confront Mike and Stav T.
I'm over it. I got bigger fish to fry.
Okay, but no. Wait a minute.
I post a picture of what he looks like. Nobody knows your fucking... What's your real name, dude?
My real name's Mike. I have a picture of my profile.
What's your fucking last name?
You want my last name? It's Romero, Derek. Mike Romero.
Okay,
look
good.
Up,
I'll add that to my notes. Yeah. Next time you send shit to my house, fuck yeah.
What is this? What is this about? What is this about shit that you said? Did you really send something to his house?
Absolutely not, Carl. I don't think this shit that serious. You kidding me?
Let's
give
a little background.
Not everybody knows.
Derek, tell a little bit, just a second. I know some people, most of our listeners don't listen to After Hours. They don't know exactly what's going on. What happened? What arrived at your mother's house? Tell us, please.
A fucking clown sends a letter to my house, oh, I got AIDS or whatever. First of all, my mother's got fucked, might have breast cancer. She doesn't read that bullshit. I fucking see it, and it fucking pissed me off. And if I find out the clown, if it's him or somebody else, they're in for a rude awakening.
Well, why do you even think?
Derek, where's the postmark from that letter?
It's from California. Where do you live? Where's your supplement store, Derek? What?
You know I live in California.
California's a big state. California's a big state.
I don't want to talk to this schmo. I'm so much better than him. Who are you? You're nobody. Mike Romero.
Yeah.
Nobody. Are you in a magazine? Are you sponsored? Bro, I'm living the life. You're a fucking clown.
And let's talk about you living the life. You've got some changes in your life.
I'm doing great. I love my life. Blood pressure's a little high.
I'm
drug-free for 6 months. Life is great. Got great friends. Got a great family. Make a lot of money. I'm doing well for myself. I do this for entertainment, you schmuck. Mike the Ripper, let's get something straight. This is entertainment. I'm the bad guy on this site. And all you punks fucking talk shit because you love to hate me. But why, if you weren't so infatuated with me, why the fuck are you posting? Why do you love to hate me? Because you're fucking infatuated with me. It's pathetic.
You're pathetic, my friend. Everything you do on this board, Olympia, say it
to my face. I'll fucking fight you man to man. No cops, nobody else. Let's do it.
Fighting over words or is this entertainment?
Nah, I want to fucking brawl, man. I'm a fucking fighter. I'm a fucking guinea. I'll fucking bust your ass.
I saw your YouTube video fighting, Derek. It was phenomenal. Don't break.
First of all, I was 22 years old. I was hitting the bag. You cunt,
buddy.
You fucking immature little prick. You're fucking older than me anyway, so you could cut the shit. I was 22 years old. I think you can get better in fighting if you years of experience. You fucking retard.
He's calling me a retard.
Yeah, you are a retard. Look at my build compared to yours. My build blows your build out of the water.
I'm a fucking sponsored athlete.
Who are you? You're a fucking loser. You're a punk.
Hold on, keep going. I just want to say, Derek, why do you think that he sent the letter to your mom in the first place?
He's a fucking punk-ass fucking bitch. That is defamation of character. Someone's got AIDS. That's fucking disgusting. I hope your mother fucking gets AIDS and dies in hell.
Derek, if you took everything in the pit,
that's bullshit. That's stepping over the line.
The thread was a parody, Derek. If you couldn't understand, I don't know what else to say to you. You know, if you're that simple-minded that you can't.
Who's talking? I don't even know. He sounds like a quit. Who is it?
Shut up, bitch. I'm talking, okay?
Yeah, you go fucking. Cut me a lip here, you cunt. Call me a bitch to my face. I'll fucking bash your head in. I want to fight you. No cops. Street fight. Have you ever been in a fight? You know how to fight?
Yeah, what's your blood pressure right now, Derek? About 210 over what?
You're real funny, jackass. You know what,
Derek? The reason that these guys, any of them on the forums, they every time I turn around, there's a new fucking antagonistic thread going up about you.
But you know why
they do it, Derek? Because you respond. Nah, you shouldn't fucking respond anymore.
You can call us, and I like you. I got a lot of respect. You're very good at what you do. Aaron sometimes he acts like one of them and becomes a wise ass, but he's a good guy. I like Aaron. He's a cool dude. These guys have no lives. I laugh at this shit. Me and Dave laugh at certain things. I can laugh and brush it off. But when you start making fun of my family, or you saying I have AIDS and defamation of my character,
I have everything, my bio, my pictures, everything is on the table. What does this cocksucker have? Nothing. One little picture with his little ab shot and his tattoo on his right forearm? Give me a fucking break. Post your whole life on the website. Let's see how bad I can destroy you.
I don't need to post my whole life on the website.
Exactly! I'm not shut the fuck up! I'm doing my thing.
That's
the best you got? I got AIDS? That's the best you have, dude? You got fucking AIDS. Oh, really? What are we in fourth grade?
Where did this fucking rumor even start?
This cocksucker.
Was it really you, Mike, that started this rumor?
Admit it, you fucking douchebag.
Well, wait, let him respond. Let him respond.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you what happened. I happened to listen to the After Hours show with Derek when they had that nasty, dirty skank Lisa Lips on there, and it was hilarious.
Girl, you can never get.
Would look over there and pretend he's, you know, he looks, I'm not gay, hey, this, look at me, I got a girl standing in front of me with an ass. And Derek, I can go to a fucking strip club and do the same thing.
Yeah, okay, you're fucking ugly, I've seen you.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
You're fucking busted.
Anyways.
I got more looks in my cap than you doing your
whole
body.
Okay, here we go. Anyways, I'm browsing across the internet, I see this, you know, silly.
Dude, you admit it. I think you're bisexual. You're infatuated
here
with
we
me.
Go, Derek. Shut
you're fucking
up.
Gay. You're gay. I get more fucking ass than a public toilet seat, and you fucking, you're infatuated with
so
me. Admit
psychology
it.
Psychology doesn't work here, Derek, okay?
So yeah, okay. Well, then try going a month without posting something about me. Do I ever post anything about you?
Yeah,
I defend myself, you douchebag. Okay?
Is all you bringing me up, Derek. So if anything, you're my hater. Derek Anthony is officially the Mike the Ripper hater.
I didn't even know you were going to be on the show. I could care less about you. If you died tomorrow, I'd fucking laugh.
Would you not have come on, Derek? Why are you scared to talk to me?
I could care less. Dude, my life is awesome. You're fucking beneath me. You're the fucking dirt on my fucking shoe. You're a no-nut. You own a cheesy, rinky-dink supplement shop, and I found out about it. It's a fucking dump. You don't even make any money. How much you bank a year? What do you make?
I'm not disclosing, but I don't need to.
How much you make a year? You don't even make six figures, you fucking tool.
Okay.
I make more in a fucking 6 months than you do in a year.
Whatever
you broke-ass punk.
Fine with me.
You don't make shit. Okay. I already got all your fucking statuses. You don't make nothing.
But well, you know, hey, Derek,
please,
you
tell
are,
me, Derek,
Derek.
You know how much
I don't like
make.
This motherfucker, Carl. I don't even want
I
to talk to him. He's
you know what? Okay, I misunderstood.
I'm shit bigger than him.
I misunderstood. I thought there was PMs going back and forth between you and Aaron that you
I
wanted Stab T.
Honestly,
that you wanted
I thought we were going to be like, yo, the GHB thing, how's life?
Well,
blah,
okay,
blah, blah.
Okay, let's talk about
you.
That. Let's talk about that. BLP picked a beef with you. Not a beef with you, but he said that he's suspicious that you used GHB as a sleep aid.
No. That's not what he said, Carl.
Okay, you say it then.
He said, Carl, BLP he emailed me, or I don't know, maybe he called me about your interview, and he said that you were not truthful, saying that you were using the GHB mostly as a sleep aid.
Who is this?
And he wasn't being an asshole. He wasn't being disrespectful. He was just saying, because he used GHB for a very long time as well.
And time out. Blood pressure's going down. Who is this?
BLP is a regular on our show. He's
and
also
he
a regular in the pit.
Is he my friend? Who the
no,
fuck
no, he doesn't know
you. That's what I don't understand. These clowns can just assume. I've been trying
no, no, no.
To
he didn't assume.
Counseling. I go to anger management.
He just wanted us to ask the question.
Good. Okay, my life is good. I don't need drugs. My life is turned around. Little thing, my blood pressure is high. Who gives a shit? All right? But I'm drug-free. I don't need GHB to go to sleep. All right? If anything, I take melatonin and shit like that.
That's right. A good
These
choice.
These fucking cocksuckers assume.
No, he asked us to ask the question. That's all. He
right.
didn't assume
He asked
anything.
Us to ask because he thinks that – he thought that listening to your interview, he thought that you were maybe not being completely honest when you were saying that you took the GHB mostly to go to sleep. He thought you were taking it to either for –
Dude, I was in rehab for fucking 2 weeks, okay? You can't take it partially. It's like, oh, yeah, I smoke crack on the weekends. Like, duh. Why would I fucking spend 2 weeks in fucking rehab? GHB,
so
if I took
it
once, I'm going to want to take it every fucking day.
Right, okay.
I'm drug-free, it's on the record, and I'm proud of it, and so what? Fucking everybody in fucking America does some fucking thing, you know, so what? I got hooked on that shit, and that was a legal substance. Coke isn't, crack isn't, fucking pot isn't, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That was legal. I got turned onto it when it was legal, and Aaron, you even know it, we talked about this.
Yeah.
I did the same
legal.
Thing, Derek. I can't say anything. I did the same thing.
No one is debating. And I know you have a beef with me because of one comment I made, but I don't think that you understood what I was saying. I didn't say that you look old in the face. I said you looked older than what you said you were, but I got to tell you the truth. Most bodybuilders do because their faces are gaunt when they're.
Come on, Carl. Take away the tattoos and the muscles, and if you just look at my face, everybody says I look like 25, 26. I'm 28 years old. You add all the tattoos and the wear and tear with the muscles. People think I'm like 35, 36.
Take away the tattoos and the muscles, and you'd be working at Burger King, Derek.
But here's the point.
But I'm not, douche. I make way more money than you.
Here's the point. I have an opinion. My opinion is my fucking opinion. You shouldn't care what my opinion is. The truth of the matter is, because Derek, if you're a fucking you're a successful guy, you've got an image in this industry. I'm gonna say something. I hope you take it in the spirit that it's meant. And if you don't, you're probably gonna hate me too. You shouldn't be getting this fucking upset about shit like this between your legs.
No, Carl, listen. This is what I wanted. Not to talk to it over there. I wanted to fucking clear things up. I have fun with this, okay? I have a job. I train clients. I am a sponsored athlete. Just signed a multi-year contract with GAT. I also work for JoJo Energy. I have a job. I do this for fun to mark up my own name. I'm not going to compete anymore, okay? I'm not going to, I don't want to abuse steroids anymore. I'm on prescription steroids, okay? I just want to stay in shape, try to look good, and help others. I like this shit. I like the little battle.
Okay.
But when people take it to the next level like this fucking cocksucker, it's uncalled for. How would he like it if I made fun of his fucking mother and she was dying or something? That would fuck his head up. It would probably bother him.
But you don't know for sure that
I don't take any of it seriously. That's the difference. I know the difference.
I can't tell the difference. Who is this talking?
It's Mike.
Sounds like Aaron.
No, that was Mike that was talking.
I don't take it seriously, Derek. That's the difference.
Listen, buddy,
is negative.
You just finally announced your last name.
My fucking dick is bigger. I got the better.
Oh my god! It's all for entertainment. I was a Playgirl model. Okay, if you believe it or not, I made money off my dick. Okay, and people go in my members section. I have 247 members at $15 a pop.
Here we go.
Do the fucking math
again. Ego, Derek. You gotta check it, man. That's all you bring up, Derek. Every time there's an argument, it's the same redundant.
So what? Why does it bother you? Get off my dick.
Most of the time I can't even read what the fuck you post because you're so
good. I don't care. I'm typing from my fucking iPhone. I'm not you making a fucking paragraph to make it everything perfect. I could give a rat's ass.
You don't like what I write.
You don't like what I write? Don't fucking read it.
I have an education, Derek, and I actually have sometimes.
Okay, give shit. I actually do have an education. It's not in English. It's not in math. It's in health. I'll put you under the table of any health-related issue.
Derek, no thanks.
Okay, look. Exactly. We gotta take a break.
Don't fucking play with a fiddle, you fucking clown.
We gotta take a break. When we come back, we're gonna try to do this a little bit more peacefully here. Stay tuned. You're listening to Off Topic. You train, diet, and prep, pay for choreography, special music, and tanning. Shouldn't your posing suit enhance your presence and not detract from it? That's why you should only trust Elite Stagewear. ElitestageWear.com will help you stand out on stage and get the credit you deserve. ElitestageWear.com can custom make your one-piece, two-piece, or bikini in under 2 weeks. Mention this radio ad and get a custom two-piece suit in your choice of color and fabric with up to 400 rhinestones custom made for you for just $175. Free shipping included. Visit ElitestageWear.com today. You have one chance to get it right. Don't step on stage without Elite Stagewear. ElitestageWear.com.
What happens when you turbocharge the anabolic process? 15 pounds of muscle in 15 days, that's what. Get ready to grow because the one from Applied Nutraceuticals is here. Gains of a pound a day of pure muscle are reported all over the internet. Go to appnut.com today to order your bottle of the one. Use the coupon code SHR2009 and get 20% off plus a free month supply of second gear post-cycle support so you'll keep all those incredible gains. Plus free shipping. Go to appnut.com today. The one. If you can't grow on this stuff, find a new hobby.
Confused about pre- and post-workout carbohydrate sources? The confusion ends with Vitargo. Vitargo is the only carb supplement university-proven to exit the stomach, spike insulin, and refuel muscle glycogen about 2 times greater than maltodextrin and sugar. No bloating, no blood sugar crashes, and lightning-fast anti-catabolic action. Sky-high insulin spikes and super-fast glycogen refueling means muscle fullness that lasts for days, and recovery you feel the next time you train. And now you can get a free trial sample of Vitargo by going to superhumanradio.com, or you can buy Vitargo at GNC or bodybuilding.com. Proof before promise, only from Generation.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking, and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. Speciesnutrition.com.
Welcome back to Off Topic. And this is a hot one tonight. There's a lot of emotions in this. I understand both sides. I mean, I can see how people can get really enthralled in this. You know, Aaron, one of the things that I'm always amazed by is that, you know, while Derek has some people out there who may take issue with him, he's got a lot of supporters, too.
Oh, Derek has plenty of supporters, actually, you know.
He
has a large contingent on the internet that,
You're on the air now. Go ahead, Derek.
Blood pressure's a little down. Which I would like to say, if there's people listening to this show and you want some help, I am willing to help you. I am not a pro bodybuilder. I'm not a fucking doctor, but I'm experienced in this shit. I've been doing this for 10 years, okay? And I like helping people. The good people come to my Q&A. The assholes are in the pit. So you could differentiate. You know what I'm saying? The groups of people. Go to my thread. Second most popular thread on RX. When I was on MD, it was the second highest. It's got the most replies. It's got the second most views behind Dave's. It's got the number one amount of replies. I guess I'm a dirtbag, right? Yeah. Right, Mike? Yeah.
Me. It's all about you, right, Derek?
Damn straight it is. I'll take it to the bank.
Yeah, I bet you will.
I want to do something.
You sound like you're in fucking fifth grade.
I want to do something here. There's people out there who have really taken Derek's side, because there's a lot of people out there who bash Derek, but there are people out there who really take his side. I mean, whenever arguments come up and he's not fast to respond, there's people that come right out and come to his aid. One of them is Tight Booty. She seems to really. I mean, you know, no,
that
I
should
mean,
speak for itself, Carl.
Oh God!
Well,
that's why
I don't
you
know.
Don't get laid. Because you fucking humiliate girls.
Oh,
that girl is fucking slamming, and you're going to put her down?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. She's also borderline retarded, which is why you guys are.
I'm going to let you borrow my black book. I get more fucking ass than you wouldn't believe, okay? And
no
it ain't guys
buddy,
either.
No
how do you put a girl down like that? She's fucking slamming.
I condom just for that black book, Derek. Jesus Christ.
We're in fourth grade, I forgot. No, you're such low-class trash.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying, Carl?
No, I was just saying... I mean, I know that these people come up and they take your side quite often. So it's not everybody that's
Carl. All I got to say is read my Q&A. I got a lot of good people. That's all I got to say. And all the people in the pit, it's the same 20 guys. The same shit. I'm gay. Synthol. Toupee. I'm this. I mean, come on. Come up with something.
Why do you think? Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you think people fucking love to hate you? Why?
I mean, I provoke shit. But then again, at the same time, I say, listen, you want to call a truce, come into my thread, and I'll help you. I've helped, me and Swede, I used to hate that motherfucker. We called the beef, the kid's a cool kid. He talks about UFC, talks about boxing, now we're friends. You know, and I bet you Mike isn't a bad guy, but he's a fucking prick, and he just comes up with shit out of nowhere.
Well, okay, Mike, I got to feel it, look. Mike admitted that he was the one who started the AIDS rumor on the board, but he also said he's not the one who sent the thing to your mother, and I know that's got to be the biggest.
Then obviously somebody doesn't like him because they initialed it MR.
Derek, you and I have a similar background. If you were gonna fucking clip somebody, you'd take your friend's wallet and drop it at the scene, right? Think about that. Why would the fucking guy put his own initials on it? and send.
That's what I'm, maybe he had a friend. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Yeah, my friend put my initials on it. There you go. That's fucking logical.
Mike, did you send a letter, Mike?
I'm sorry, Aaron. What?
Did you send the letter?
Absolutely not. You know what? As much as shit as I give Derek on the boards, there was no way that I even take this serious enough to do something like that. I mean, that, you know, in my opinion, that was good stepping too far. Whoever did that, I definitely don't agree with it. You know?
Well, it happened before. Vince Goodrum sent
it.
Yo, guys, nothing for nothing. There are crazy people out there. Vince Goodrum sent a fucking DVD of all my naked pictures from Playgirl and Muscle Web to my parents' house. So maybe it was him. I don't know.
Derek, you know what? If he's got a history of that type of behavior, you know, I told you I didn't send a letter. I'll man up and say if I did something or not, Derek. I have no problem doing that. What are you going to do? You're going to come to my
store. You did, then we'd have some legal problems.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Blah, blah, blah. You can come to my store, Derek. If you want to confront me, I'm
any
you know,
old bro.
Well, you know what? You know what? You got so much money.
You always, always wait. You never do things right away. Don't worry, bro. Karma's a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to embarrass me? Take that as a threat, you fucking douche.
Yeah.
I'll man up. I don't need weapons. I don't need guys on my side. I'm going to come up to your face, and I'm going to say, let's do this. You want to do it? I'll throw down with you. I'll fight you anytime, anywhere.
Okay.
No, you're going to shit
Derek,
like
Derek,
you did.
I'm going to fucking say, hit me, motherfucker, because I'm going to hit you 10 times.
The big sexy.
I'm a pussy, bro. Oh my God!
The big
just
sexy.
Wait until I fucking kick your ass.
The big sexy. The big sexy just posted. The big sexy just posted on RX Muscle forum. He says the UFC has a cage set up at the Olympia Expo. Ask Derek if he will enter the cage with Mike the Ripper fully padded and slug it out. So the big sexy is making a suggestion here.
Or Stav T. Stav T has told me.
I don't fight in you. I don't fight in no cage. I want to do it on the street. Because fucking this cage, fucking it's going to be all rules and shit. Let's just do it on the street like a fucking street fight.
Oh,
well,
what's
but
wrong
if you,
with that?
You know what? If you're padded, look, Derek, you have a physique.
I don't want to be padded. That's pussy fighting.
Yeah,
I
but you
fucking fight on the street.
Derek, if you bruise yourself, you may have to back out of a photo shoot a week or two.
I don't give a shit. It'd be worth it.
Yeah, to back out of a photo shoot because it's
so,
two black
so
guys.
Let's just get
strong.
This straight. Derek, let's just get this straight. If Stav T really does what he says he's going to do, and he comes up to you like it. And he comes up to
old.
You at the Olympia, at the Gap booth, and he says, you're gay, to your face. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. You know me.
You don't know, Derek. I mean, you said you
Aaron,
punch him in the
Aaron,
face. And
I told you, when somebody
crazy.
Does something to my face, I'll admit it. I'm not normal. When someone disrespects me to my face, I go off. I'm like a fucking time bomb. Okay, I got a lot of inner stress. I try to handle it. I go to anger management. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm a sick fuck.
Does anyone know Stav
T? You don't
know
my background, okay? I don't want to go to jail, okay? But if someone does something to me, I'm afraid for them because I'm going to go crazy. I don't matter, UFC fighter. I ain't a fucking Brazilian jiu-jitsu shit. I'll fucking rip off your fucking knees. I'll fucking bite you in the fucking arm. I don't care. You understand? I'm crazy like that. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to be cool. I'm just fucking crazy.
I don't know, is Stav T a big guy, Derek? I don't know.
Dude, he's 5'7". Come on, Aaron. How are you going to bring that kid up? I'll send you the PM. He's like, all right, I apologize, whatever. Just do a blah, 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 blah. I mean, come on. The kid's 19 years old.
He wanted to be on the show tonight
to confront
you. That's why I'm asking. That's why I'm bringing him up. He wanted to confront you tonight.
I don't
want to
fucking fight anybody. I'm just saying, and this is a warning, anybody does something like that to me, I don't care if I'm making $1 million. I'm going to wind up going to jail. I don't want to. I don't want to hurt anybody and really, I mean, I'll end up killing somebody.
Derek, you're all talk, okay? No one believes for a quick second that you're about to do anything. You have the opportunity to prove.
Aaron or?
This is Mike. You have the opportunity to prove what you were going to do if someone got in your face. Vince Gooch.
And when was this?
You spit on him. And then you ran behind John Romano.
You were there? Were you there, you cocksucker?
Hey, that comes from John's mouth. That comes from your boy, Aaron, or
I said hit me. No, I'm not going to repeat what I said. You weren't even there.
Yeah, yeah.
John wasn't even there until after the fact.
Yeah.
I got in his face over by the bathroom. Then I went up to him again. Okay?
Did
I'm not going to let
face,
oh, yeah,
Derek?
I got to go and fucking hit him.
Derek,
oh, shut the fuck up. That was three fucking years ago.
Answer the question. Did you spit in his face or not?
He was talking in my face, and I spit in his face back.
Yes or no fucking question, Derek. Did you spit in his face?
Let me fucking finish. He was talking. He spit in my face, and I spit in his face back. And I said, let's do this. Hit me. And he didn't go near me. And he fucking ran around.
You know what? You are a bitch. If you let a guy spit in your face and all you did was spit back at him, that makes you a bigger bitch, Derek.
Okay, pussy.
You won't do a damn thing to anybody.
Okay, I'm a bitch. Come to the fucking Olympia.
If you let Vince go,
you're
going to
be there, right? You're
going to
be there, right?
Vince made you his bitch.
Derek, aren't you worried what will happen?
Mike, you're fucking low class. You're a fucking punk.
Oh, I'm low class.
You're low class, bro. You're a nobody. You're a fucking loser.
Oh, Jesus.
I will kick your fucking ass. Name the time. Let's do this on the street. Let's get it over. Let's do it Rocky style. I'll fuck you up, man.
Threats of violence is your only recourse because you're borderline retarded.
Yeah, I'm borderline retarded. You're a fucking punk.
Aside from all the drugs, Derek, you'd be, like I said, you'd be working at Burger King. You have no, you have no distinguishable skills.
Bro, I got more money in the bank than you'll fucking have in a lifetime. I've saved every penny since I was fucking a kid.
You say you know my personal income. You have all my information.
Yeah, I do, and you don't make a lot. Your store fucking makes shit.
You have my permission to tell everybody then, Derek.
I'm not, what, you want? Bro, you don't even make $500,000.
What's that?
You make $500,000?
I don't know. Are you asking me or are you telling me?
I'm asking you. Well, tell the truth. You don't.
You said you know.
I've seen the stats on your store. You don't even gross. You don't even carry all the main supplements.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Your store's a fucking dump.
I'll bet
you $1 million you'll be bankrupt in 5 years.
Yeah, well.
The place is a dump, bro. I have people that live in California that say the fucking place is a shithole.
And, Johnny, what do we have for the newlyweds?
I'm still waiting for Derek to give me my personal information. He has it. I mean, I'm sure it's successful right now, Derek, right? You know what? You're full of shit. You're a fucking pussy.
Post some pictures. Post some pictures of your ugly face. Post some pictures of your whole
face. Alright, so it's obvious. Okay, it's obvious that
you're a tough guy. Post pictures.
It's obvious that there's no peace broker in here tonight.
Romero, you're a fucking punk. You're not even a fuck. You're a little punk. You're a bitch.
Derek, what would happen?
Hang up this clown.
Look. I was actually hoping, and Aaron will tell you, we were both hoping that we could broker some peace and get you guys to fucking talk.
Sucker. He'll get his. Karma's a bitch.
Look.
Now I know your last name, too. You're getting it, boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting. You know what, Derek?
Okay.
Hear me. What, are you going to send a spit wad in the mail?
No. It's okay. You'll see.
Derek, what would happen, Derek, with Gat if you got into a fist fight right at the booth?
After you got done sucking Charles Moser's cock, it'd be all good again, right, Derek?
Who's this, Aaron?
So, who's Mike?
No, it's not. We're not saying
it. I don't want to talk to this loser. So are we done?
Okay. I guess we're done then. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Real mature, dude. How old are you? 33, you said?
I'm 29.
Real mature.
You're talking about maturity. Derek, everything you say is, I'm going to fight you this, I'm going to fight you that. But yet I'm the one that's mature.
And you have to follow me everywhere. You're pathetic. Why don't you just ignore me? Ignore me.
Derek, why don't you, that's reciprocal, Derek. You can ignore me, but you choose.
Stop. Go on my Q&A. I haven't talked about you in days. I had no idea you were going to be on the show. If I knew you were going to be on the show, I wouldn't have fucking come on.
Yeah, because you know I'm going to own your ass all day long because you're
stupid. Really owned it. Yeah, listen to it again. Play to your fucking mother. She's going to be like, that boy fucking ripped you a new asshole. Shut the fuck up. Hang this guy. I don't even want to talk to this fucking douche.
All right, look. Look. We need to end this show. The show is coming to the end here. There is obviously an open invitation at the Olympia for anybody who wants to meet anybody. I think Big Sexy, what's his name? The guy who posted that.
Big Sexy.
I think he's got a good idea. You know what? In the UFC cage, all padded. You can't really do any damage.
Let's do this on the street.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you know what?
I'm going to see when I kick the shit out of you, right, Derek?
Okay, listen.
We'll see.
There's obviously no love here. I really did think that maybe that we could broker peace and you guys could come away seeing each other's points of view. But
and
obviously
there'll be five threads about me. Mike has no life. Bro, why don't you take all your energy and use it to your store and make some money?
I do make some money.
Broke
Derek.
Bitch.
I don't
need to make $500,000.
I need to see my ego and tell everybody how awesome I am every Tuesday.
Your place is a fucking dump.
Anybody can come down here anytime and see my place. I'm not even
worried. Yeah, they have.
Far from a dump.
And I got guys on the board that say they walk by it all the time. It's empty.
Yeah, there. Okay, I got a big screen TV, flat screen up in the
back. Oh, I got a big screen TV. Yeah, I'm shaking in my little space boat.
All right, look. All right, guys, we got
fucking cool. Goodbye.
We got to end the show. Look, I want to look. You both manned up. Both of you came on the show. Obviously, you could have backed out. Either one of you could have backed out. Neither one of you did. So no. Listen.
Hey, yo, Mike. La Cosa Nostra, remember that. Read those fucking words, you fucking faggot.
All right, look.
La Cosa Nostra, and fuck your Italian ass there.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your Italian grandfather, okay?
All right.
Yeah. We'll see. You ain't remember that, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, ain't you? You're
later.
Mike, aren't you Italian?
No, I'm Spanish and Danish.
Is Derek gone?
Yeah.
Oh, he fucking hung up. All right. Well, I want to say goodbye.
What is this about Derek being Hungarian? We never got to address that.
Oh, forget about it. Let's not even mention it because he needs to be on the air with us if we're going to ask him questions about that. Well, I'm sorry things went this way. I really didn't think that they would go this way. I really thought that there was going to be an opportunity for, you know.
And just for the record, Derek, we didn't surprise Derek with this. I let him know beforehand. And if he was reading the board, we wrote all over the board that Mike was going to be confronting him, you know.
Yeah, well, I came on here with the assumption that Derek knew I was coming on here. I have no doubt that.
I was under the impression, just because of the posts, that that Derek wanted this. He wanted to confront both Stav T and Mike the Ripper.
You read his PMs. I mean, he certainly didn't. Yeah, I'm sorry if we shocked Derek or surprised.
Well, you know what? But look,
scared out of his mind.
But look, no. Listen. I don't want to tear the fucking guy up now that he's gone, because we wouldn't do that to you once you're gone.
Fair enough.
No, the truth of the matter is the guy came on the show, and even if he was blindsided, he was fucking big enough to stay on. He could have hung up right from the get go, and he didn't do it. So let's just leave it at that. Unfortunately, you guys will just have to continue, you know, to disagree with points of view.
And I hope you meet up at the Olympia.
obviously, I really wanted to fucking use my music more. I didn't get to use my newlywed music more.
Oh,
it really upset me. Here, wait, let's see. I was hoping that we were going to broker peace and they were going to, like, get along, and then I was going to do this. Hey, Johnny, what do we have for the newlyweds? But
they went a trip to the Olympia together.
They went a trip to the Olympia in a hotel in the a room at the Riviera Hotel.
A king bedroom.
Yeah, there you go.
The king bed.
With boxing gloves. All right, so unfortunately, there you go. It didn't work out the way I had intended it to, and we're sorry. Mike, but thanks for coming on anyway and giving
it
a shot.
Mike.
Anytime, guys. I appreciate it.
Right, bro.
I really appreciated you coming on, Mike.
And we appreciate Derek coming on, too. So,
absolutely.
All right. All right. Talk to you guys
sorry
later.
Sorry you left
so soon. All right, guys. Take care. Right. Bye, Carl.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
You know, I mean, one thing for sure, I mean, I think that Mike Romero would have, you know, he did. He said, if I would have sent that letter to you, I would fucking admit it. And so that came out, obviously.
I agree with him. I think that from knowing Mike's character and his character on the internet, I would be very surprised if he sent that letter and then denied it.
Yeah. Well, he admitted that he was the one who started the rumor about the AIDS.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
You just love this music, huh?
Hold on. Studio. No. They're gone. Thought somebody called us back. Well, I feel bad, because the truth of the matter is I was really hoping that Derek wasn't going to get all riled up, and that maybe I didn't think we would broker peace, but I thought that these two guys would have came away and felt like, you know, they had an understanding at least, or mutual respect for each other.
You know,
maybe
we didn't even get to mention Reloaded with Derek's nigger comments.
That's another show, you know.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Well, there you go. So there's an off topic for the books right there, man.
I'm sure Derek will have plenty of things to say. If he feels like we really surprised him, he's not going to be too happy with us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? There's nothing we could do about that at this time.
No. And PJ had a great story too, right?
Yeah, it was a good story. It was a very
for your
good
first
story.
For your first guest posing gig, that's a pretty memorable guest.
A sausage fest.
Yeah.
The Sausage Fest 2009. So anyway, all right. Well, you know
what?
He
called me and told me that story. I knew we had to have him on.
Yeah. All right, Aaron. I hope your neck feels better. I hope that you find out that it's nothing serious.
No, I'll be okay.
Yeah. I was gonna say have Amy massage it, but that probably would make it even worse.
No, it actually doesn't. I've had her do a lot of that, and it hasn't helped at all. So. Yeah.
All right, get an X-ray. All right, so that's it for off topic tonight. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I feel like I was fucking arguing. I'm all exhausted now. All right, listen, we'll see you next week.
We got some good shows coming up too, Carl, so I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to have to get more of these. We got to get Tight Booty and somebody who doesn't like her on the show.
Oh, God, there's a lot of people for that one.
There you go. All right, we'll see you next week.
All right, bye, Carl. Nigel says she's happy. He must be happy. He must be happy. He must be happy in his world.